Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Is Elon Musk going to take on ChatGPT? Now, we know ChatGPT is incredibly popular, over 100 million monthly users in the first 2 months, and it's created a lot of buzz in Silicon Valley. So a lot of big companies have been throwing their hats in the ring to compete with it. Virtually every major software and tech company is doing some sort of AI play right now. And that leaves the question, is Elon Musk going to try to compete? And the reason we bring this up is because there's a breaking report right now that Elon Musk allegedly is recruiting people right now to set up a ChatGPT competitor, which he deems as being unwoke or essentially non-biased. Something that ChatGPT and OpenAI have been getting a lot of criticism over recently is just the fact that their chatbot is biased due to their trust and safety layer that they have enabled. A bunch of news reports have come out that, you know, they ran ChatGPT through different tests. There's an article that was called ChatGPT is a Democrat, where they essentially asked it political questions. And of course, it ended up being Democrat in the way that it responded to the questions. And this isn't due just to the nature of all of the content it was trained on. This is because essentially there are people at OpenAI that are manually putting in kind of these boilerplate responses to a lot of questions. So if it's a controversial issue or it's something about politics, it was able to write a positive poem about Kamala Harris or Joe Biden, but it wouldn't write anything about Trump. And then I've also recently seen people come out with Excel spreadsheets where they literally said, make a list of prominent figures and report whether they are positive or negative to society and whether they're controversial or not controversial, aka is ChatGPT allowed to talk about them? Because, you know, it's been written that ChatGPT can't talk about controversial figures. So it came up with this whole spreadsheet, and, Elon Musk and Vladimir Putin and Trump were too controversial to talk about, but people like Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders were just fine. And then they had it also rank like a list of terms, and they're like, tell us whether these terms are positive or negative. And they had every single Republican they put on the list was negative. Just the word Republican was negative. The word Democrat was positive. Every Democrat was positive. So like, there are people who put it through some pretty rigorous testing and kind of found some backdoors that very visually show ChatGPT has biases built in, and it's been pretty criticized. This isn't something new. ChatGPT, OpenAI, Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, he's addressed it publicly. You know, he said in the future, we hope that, he's like, you know, we recognize we have these biases, yada, yada. And in the future, we know that people are going to want to use a tool that reflects their personal beliefs. So we're going to come up with more customization so people can choose the settings, the trust and safety layer, the canned responses. I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, I think people just dislike the lack of transparency, right? Like, you assume that you're going and just using an unbiased AI that's just trained on the internet when it's like certain topics are just kind of being edited or censored depending on what a programmer at ChatGPT or OpenAI decided was good or bad. And so that's obviously, you know, off-putting to half of the country that voted Republican. And I also assume that, you know, a lot of Democrats probably don't love this from the aspect of, you know, censorship is not just a one-way street. If ChatGPT is doing this, then it can go both ways. So I think we kind of all want to see transparency in tech, transparency in AI, and make sure that that's all cleared up. So that brings us to today, where allegedly Elon Musk is hiring people right now. He's trying to build a team to build an unwoke, unbiased version of ChatGPT. And so it's pretty interesting because apparently he has been talking with Igor Babushkin, who's a researcher that recently left Google's DeepMind AI unit. The report says that Musk and Babushkin have discussed assembling a team to pursue AI research, but the project is still in the early stages with no concrete plans to develop specific products. And also, it's important to know that Babushkin added that he's not officially signed on to the Musk initiative, according to the report. And neither Musk or Babushkin right now could be reached for comment on this. But it's interesting, if you look back in December, you know, Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, tweeted, and he was, you know, talking about how he's talking about ChatGPT and you know, how some people think it's AGI and some people think that it can go a lot further. And Elon Musk replied to him and said, "ChatGPT is scary good. We are not far from dangerously strong AI." So you can see Elon Musk is someone that has been talking about AI for a long time. He's been talking about a lot of the risks that come with it for quite a long time. And he's tweeted about it a number of times over the last couple of months. So it's obviously a topic he's very plugged into. And I think it's pretty interesting to note that Elon Musk about 5 years ago said that AI is, I quote, "far more dangerous than nukes." So that's a stance that he appears to be keeping even as the world is obsessed with ChatGPT and AI. And while Elon Musk co-founded OpenAI, it's interesting because he recently said that that what it has become is not what he had intended. So just for anyone that doesn't know, Elon resigned from OpenAI's board in 2018 to avoid any future conflicts as Tesla started to expand more into the AI field. And he said that I had to focus on solving a painfully large number of engineering and manufacturing problems at Tesla, especially, and SpaceX. Also, Tesla was competing for some of the same people as OpenAI, and I didn't agree with some of what the OpenAI team wanted to do. So this is interesting. He's kind of been at odds with them ever since 2018 when he left the team, or kind of parted ways with them. And so 5 years ago, they've obviously come very far, but he doesn't really agree with the direction they were going and perhaps where they came. So while he insists that ChatGPT or AI as a whole has both positives and negatives, and it shows a lot of promise, he's also been repeatedly kind of predicting, you know, great danger alongside AI. And so it's going to be interesting to see where this plays out. It's going to be interesting to see what he builds in AI, if he ends up building a competitor to ChatGPT, and what kind of adoption that will get.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.